Sanjay, why don't many estate agents today set up their own estate agency compared to 20 years ago? Talk to me. I think at the moment the water's all muddied with the likes of Purple Bricks, all the online agencies, and people are thinking, well, that's quite an easy way to do it. You can do it from your bedroom. Put in a high street presence, I would say could be potentially 100 grand, 200 grand to set up. A lot of these guys haven't even got the money to save up for a deposit for a house, let alone 100 grand. Where do you think the future is on people wanting to set up their own business?
I think the future, and I mean, I've already got a model within my own business, as I said earlier, Finding Country, where it's personal branding and it's really people working under a license.
So this is almost, some people call it the umbrella model, some people call it the associate model, some people call it the hub model. I know our mutual friend Sean Newman, he works on that basis in the Midlands. Is that where you almost, you're self-employed, but you take a huge chunk of the fee?
Absolutely. You take not only a chunk of the fee, but you also take a chunk of the costs as well. So if, again, everything's hand in hand. But more importantly, it's probably the best way to become a business owner. Whereas any other way, franchising, you've got to part with 20, 30, 40,000 pounds. There's not really too much support from, again, feedback I get back. The other way is spend 100 grand and get a high street office and all that guarantees you nothing.
I mean, we've got a mutual friend in Steve Wayne in London, and he's got a model where, because a lot of people say, well, if I give my job, I haven't got enough money to pay the rent or mortgage for 6 months. He actually pays them a wage to start with. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, mine is the opposite. I don't pay a wage on my model purely because I'm looking for people that are going to be hungry and we're going to be having the hustle. Now, I met Steve only a couple of weeks ago at your conference, actually, and we were having
Yes.
a good conversation
Good life,
about the
Andy.
pros and cons of each of our models. And I think a lot of it, to be fair, it depends geographically on where you are. I
And the
mean,
people.
the people, the location, because again, no disrespect, but in London, the living costs are crazy. Up north, it's not as crazy. And I've met a lot of, guys and girls from various other sectors that want to come into this sector, and they have got some money. So it's not, one shoe fits everybody. I think it's about the individual.
Do you think estate agents are entrepreneurial? Or should we tell you what, let's answer that one in another question.